Episode 3094, Find Comfort in God's Hidden Presence.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are celebrating a beautiful weekend. I know we've had lots and lots of rain, but you know what? Rain is good. Floods are not. But there's also heat, so hopefully you're finding a way to cool off. But today, I really want you to focus on what God has in store for you. He's knocking on your heart. Find comfort in God's hidden presence. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, as you know, we have partnered with pray.com and we are there with our TV show every Tuesday morning, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Central, and at 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Oh my goodness, all these times. And you know, it brings me to the point of time with God. Who would think God would hide from us? We all have moments when we sense a distance from God. We can still, though, find comfort in God's hidden presence. You know, despite our best efforts, it can feel like God is hiding himself, which leaves us longing for his presence. However, I want to remind you, my friend, God never leaves you nor forsakes you. But I want us to look here at Isaiah chapter 45, verse 15. Truly, you are a God who has been hiding himself, the God and Savior of Israel. Even if God is hiding from you, as it states here, he is still your God and Savior. And in this passage here, if you go and read here in chapter 45, up a few verses, down a few verses, you're going to understand that God is challenging their faith. God challenges your faith. Yet we still have to understand that he is still doing work on your behalf. You may feel a little distant, but that doesn't mean he's not moving mountains for you in the background. It might seem surprising to acknowledge that God hides himself, but it is a reminder that his ways and methods are beyond our comprehension. We don't always understand him, nor are we supposed to. That's why he's God. If we understood everything, we would be God. I mean, really think about that. And I know it's hard because we have to wrap our earthly brains around God's heavenly concept. And that's next to impossible. That's where faith comes in. And it's in times of feeling distant from God, you're going to question, right, his presence and wonder, why has he allowed such periods of this perceived absence? Where are you, God? Where are you? Like, why do I not sense your presence? However, as you read here in Isaiah, it challenges us to have faith and trust in his sovereignty, even when we cannot fully grasp his ways. And just like the hidden God in Isaiah 45, verse 15, we must learn to trust in God's unseen work during seasons of distance. I know there's always questions during that time, right? I mean, I was just thinking the other day, like, Lord, gosh, I need you to be closer to me. And there are times that I'm like, okay, where's my red line? It seems not to be working. And although we may not perceive his presence, God is continuously at work in our lives, orchestrating events and molding us according to his plan, not our plan, not what we see. And we need to find comfort in God's hidden presence. And that's another reason why we need to be in his word, because the Bible acts as a compass, guiding us closer to God, even when we feel distant. And so when you dive into God's word, you get to really discover that comfort, that direction, and the assurance of his unfailing love. My friend, it's in those pages that his words speak comfort to us when we feel like we are playing hide and seek. And no one likes to play that. Okay, maybe when you're a two-year-old, a four-year-old, it's kind of cool. I remember my husband, that's one of the things my husband did with our children. And oh, it was always so loud. And he would like to do it in the dark. They got just a little bit older. And it would be all five of them and then dad. And he would sit there and he would go. And he was so good at it. He wouldn't even breathe. I mean, he was breathing, but you couldn't even hear him. And I've got really, really good ears. And I was one who did not play that most of the time because that was dad and the kids' time. But all of a sudden, I would hear these screeches of like, we found you. And I think that's what we're always searching for is we want to go and it's like, Lord, you're here. You're right here. It's not God who's hidden. We are the ones who are absent. We are the ones who aren't diving into his word. We are the ones who are escaping into other things called wearing our busy badge of honor. We're doing everything we can to do what we think he wants us to do. And sometimes, therefore, we find ourselves missing God, feeling like, well, where are you, Lord? Where have you been? Where are you hiding? Come on, Dad. Hide and seek, but I want to find you. I mean, think about this. There are stories in the Bible of individuals who experienced God's hidden presence, but were ultimately drawn near to him. Even though there was this feeling, this gap of like, okay, where are you, Lord? God was always there. Didn't leave. But there were other issues. So during these times of perceived distance, prayer then becomes a lifeline to connect with God, right? Pouring out your heart to him, sharing your struggles, your doubts, your desires, bringing him into your present circumstances. Get that red line active. Call him. Not just when there's a 911 call that you need, but when it's like, hey, Lord, just want to say thank you for today. Although God's responses may not be as immediate and as always as we want and as evident as we think we should see it, I promise you this, your prayers serve as an avenue for intimacy with him. That's your relationship, building a strong foundation. Ultimately, that's what God wants. And again, most of the time, it's not God who's hiding, it's us. Now, I get it. Most people don't want to hear that God having his ringer turned off is normal for us here on earth, right? It's like, oh, he's just going to mute us for a little bit. But it's not, again, because of what God lacks, but what we lack. He's not turning off his ringer. We are. And that, my friend, is the greatest reminder why our faith must be stronger than any feelings, because feelings are fleeting. But God's love for you is forever. So cling to his promises. Seek him diligently in his word. Pray, worship, and be grateful for the blessings you chose and choose to see. As you navigate through these seasons where God appears to be hiding, I pray that your faith will be strengthened and that you will find hope and comfort and unwavering trust in our risen Lord and Savior. My friend, God's got you. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.